3. Office Hours. Listen to a conversation between a student and a professor. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Hey, Harold, anything I can do for you?
Actually, yeah, Professor Steele. I had a dentist appointment on the day that we went over the material for the upcoming exam. Even though I've borrowed notes from another student, I feel like I still have a shaky grasp on what to expect.
Okay, sure. But shaky? How?
Well, I know that you'll be asking about society's perceptions of mental illness. I'm not sure, though, in how much detail.
Well, let's put it this way. The exam has 20 multiple choice questions, but those are just basic concepts, so you should have no problems with those. The rest of the exam consists of essay questions.
That's the part I'm worried about.
Okay, well, the two essays will mainly go over the topics we've covered more than once, since those are the, well, the most important things we've covered. What I said in the review session was that I don't want to be reading essays about what people think about those topics in general. I mean, they should reflect a deep understanding of the material, not something that a first-year student could answer. I know I keep restating that, but it's happened a lot in the past.
Okay, then. I'll remember that. Anything else?
Not really. If you've listened to lectures, you should do just fine on the exam.
1. What is the student's attitude toward the exam? 2. Which of the following best reflects the professor's attitude toward the exam? 3. What does the professor mean when she says this?
I don't want to be reading essays about what people think about those topics in general. I mean, they should reflect a deep understanding of the material, not something that a first-year student could answer. I know I keep restating that, but it's happened a lot in the past.